sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. One of the things that we've been looking at also is legislation. Different types of bills being introduced, things happening. Well, one of them that is kind of interesting has to do with the budget is the economic development wing, arm, agenda of this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. And kind of an interesting development, a little story that caught my eye that ties in to the budget is because the speaker, Matt Hall, wants to divert monies from the economic development agenda of this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and apply it to the roads. Kind of interesting how this is all playing out, because while the governor and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation CEO, Quentin Messer, was out of the country, supposedly on an economic mission in Australia, the Attorney General Dana Nessel served a warrant on the MEDC's office, Michigan Economic Development Corporation's office, and seized documents. Well, a judge yesterday agreed with the Attorney General's use of a taint team to review documents seized during a raid on the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's office. District Court Judge James Brady gave MEDC the state's quasi-government economic development agency until July the 11th, 9 days, to decide whether to appeal his decision. If not, the Attorney General's taint team, a team of different attorneys, would have 1 week to review and log the documents seized during the June 18th raid to determine what, if any, information should be shielded by attorney-client privilege. Gerald Gleason II, an Oakland County criminal law attorney, was hired to represent some of the MEDC's personnel. It will have 1 week to review the names and make possible objections. Brady, the judge, said, "I doubt you will, but if you do, get me on the phone. We'll talk about it and make a decision at that point in time," Brady said, telling the Attorney General's office, "Nothing is dispersed or to be dispersed to your team until Mr. Gleason has had a chance to go over everything." The judge, Brady, told both Gleason and Assistant Attorney General Matthew Payock, "Don't take this personally, but I hope I don't see you back here for a while." Well, the Attorney General's office executed search warrants at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's downtown Lansing headquarters, but they declined at the time to say why. And I thought the timing of it was kind of interesting, because she did it while both the governor and the CEO of the MEDC, Quentin Messer, were out of the country. Also, new court filings revealed that the search warrant is directly related to the Attorney General's investigation of Global Link International and their chief executive officer, Fay Baydoun, and her use of a $20 million issued grant. Well, you may recall, I talked about the story when it broke. Man, this was months ago, if not years. When the grant was first issued, it was found out that this Fay Baydoun had spent $4,500 on a coffee maker for their new office and used part of the $20 million state-issued grant to pay for it. There was also concerns about her vehicle that supposedly she had gone out and either purchased or leased a brand new Cadillac Escalade. Whether or not perhaps some of the taxpayer money was used for that expense as well. Well, according to newly released court filings, Dana Nessel's office sought access to documentation, cell phones, electronics, and computer records of the CEO, Quentin Messer, chief executive officer of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. The probe includes Baydoun's communication with undisclosed members of not only Governor Whitmer, but her inner circle. Now, on the MEDC side, their moves, Gleason, the attorney, wanted the judge to squash the AG's search warrant and force the return of the materials that the MEDC believes are confidential under attorney-client privilege. Well, the AG's response to the attorney's motion to quash the search warrant accused the MEDC of stonewalling the investigation. And it actually includes excerpts from a transcript of a recording device worn by a special agent during the raid. MEDC's attorney, Linda Oscuda, was quoted as saying, "You know me. I would rather just get arrested. I don't care. This is ridiculous." And Matt Payot from the Attorney General's office is going to pay for this. Kind of making a threat against one of the attorneys in the Attorney General's office. Well, Gleason, the attorney for the MEDC, said that Escudo is a witness, was not a target of the AG's investigation. And Payok described the agency as a non-cooperative third party. Well, yesterday, Payok argued that the MEDC has claimed that it has had no involvement in the grant process or its establishment. We know for a fact that this is not true, reporting that there was a series of meetings in the summer of 2021 where Baydoun talked to her business partner about needing to seek MEDC approval ahead of the grant's creation. Payok said a 2024 news article reported on Baydoun's expenditures, including a $4,500 coffee maker, also an $11,000 first-class plane ticket for two individuals, as well as individuals receiving $408,000 in salaries over 3 months. 3 months? You're telling me these people are worth $1.2 million a year? Okay, or 1.6? That's crazy. Well, someone at the MEDC said that it was okay to use the state dollars for these expenses. That somehow furthers the point of having international business help, Payak said. There was also a ton of other expenses. Someone at the MEDC was rubber stamping for these grants. However, when the Attorney General's office inquired as to who gave the okay, there was stumbling going on. Nobody could answer a direct question. And we were never offered a meeting with anybody but a lawyer, Payak said. Well, interesting development on that. Now the MEDC says they're willing to share information with the Attorney General's office, which has supposedly been the case all along, claiming there was no reason for the search warrant and there was no need for a raid. The MEDC has been working with the Attorney General's office and don't understand why they resorted to the raid that took place back in June. Well, the attorney Gleason said to the judge, I don't fear. It's not fear, Your Honor. It's our privilege as far as I read the case law, and it says that the judiciary determines what is to be provided and what is not to be provided, not the attorney general. Well, overall, Gleason said just because the attorney general walked in and seized documents doesn't put them first in line. Well, here is the final wrap-up of this. We'll try to get this in here before the break. According to the search warrant, the attorney general's office wanted evidence of potential felony embezzlement. Specifically, investigators wanted digital or paper documents related to Baidun and or Global Link and any MEDC-owned or issued electronic devices, including cell phones and laptops that was used by the CEO, Quentin Messer. That's what they were looking for. Couple more paragraphs. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, The Good Words Book by Rick Randall.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Just wrapping up this story about the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, serving a search warrant and raiding the downtown Lansing office of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Specifically, what the investigators are looking for, what they wanted. Specifically, investigators wanted digital or paper documents related to Baidun or Global Link and any MEDC-owned or issued electronic devices, including cell phones and laptops used by Messer, the CEO. Court filings also hinted that evidence may include emails between Baidun and Tricia Foster, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's chief operating officer. Well, the Michigan Forward Network, which is financially backed by West Michigan's wealthy DeVos family and led by past Republican National Committee chairwoman Ronna Romney McDaniel, issued a press release describing yesterday's hearing as a legal battle over a raid, prompting Whitmer's top staffers to hire criminal defense attorney. Now, why would they do that? The Attorney General's office, Democrat Dana Nessel, puts together a search warrant, serves that search warrant on their office, and goes in and raids, pursuant to the search warrant, what they were looking for. Take possession of those items, and now it's taken the court challenge, and a judge says, you basically have 9 days to look at the stuff. If there's anything that is deemed to be attorney-client privilege, give me a call and we'll talk about it. I'll decide what can be left in there, what can be copied, and what can't. Maybe what will have to be redacted or returned to the MEDC based on who it is involving. Well, the spokesperson for the Michigan Forward Network, Zach Rudat, said, quote, "We for years have been seeing Lansing Democrats use our tax dollars to pick winners and losers. Democrats direct dollars to big corporations, progressive special interest groups, and political allies like Faye Baidun. The fact that this grant prompted an investigation from a week on crime Dana Nessel in the first place and drove Whitmer's team to lawyer up with criminal defense attorneys speaks volumes to how broken Lansing has become on the Democrats' watch in the necessity for change, end quote, said Rudat. Now, here's the interesting twist to this. The MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, is just one particular quasi-government entity. This governor has set up many other funds. The SOAR Fund. Okay, many other funds to put money into taxpayer dollars to then forward to special friends, corporations, proposed new corporations of this governor and the Democrat Party. Folks, I have been screaming about this for years, that this is flat out money laundering under this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. And she tries to cover it up and use the excuse, the agenda, well, what we're doing is economic development. We're wanting to attract businesses to come to Michigan, to relocate here. Not only are we giving them dollars and grants, but we're also giving them tax abatements, special interest rate deals, all kinds of stuff. How do we know that the money doesn't end up back in the campaign fund of Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats? State representatives, state senators, people that sit on these committees that oversee these funds. And we've heard stories for years about how the grant money goes out because they promise a new business promising so many jobs, only to find out it never happens. Well, where is the clawback? Where is the legislative ability to go back to these people and say, because you didn't perform, you got to give us the grant money back? I've never heard of one story. The only one most recently is this computer screw up of this website for financial disclosure statements by elected officials. Jocelyn Benson, a $9 million contract for a website that doesn't work. Well, the company has agreed to rebate $166,000 of $9 million going forward and fixing the problems as soon as possible. Other than that, we've never got a penny back. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without